This morning I have Keith Morris, Acting Sergeant for Domestic and Family Violence Coordinator, Moreton District, and he's joining us today to discuss Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Now tell us, we all know about domestic violence, but what's going to be happening with Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month, Keith?
No worries. So each year in the month of May, Queensland marks Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month to raise community awareness of domestic and family violence and to send a clear message that domestic and family violence in families and homes won't be tolerated. The theme for 2026 is Together Queenslanders Can Prevent Domestic and Family Violence. It's important for us to understand as well that domestic and family violence can impact any gender, cultural or socioeconomic groups within our society.
Okay. Now, Keith, it's a pretty sort of tender subject. How could a person report domestic and family violence?
Okay, we always say that if somebody is in immediate danger, always call 000. So that's our first point of call. People can also report domestic and family violence to police through PoliceLink online or by phone on 131 444 or in person at police stations.
Okay. Now, what if people aren't quite ready yet to speak with police? Are there other people that they can talk to?
Absolutely. So there are a range of DV support services across the state and within Moreton Bay area. There are 24-hour, 7-day-a-week support services available by phone, such as DV Connect. And we've got some wonderful local services in Moreton, such as the Centre Against Domestic Abuse and 54 Reasons.
How best can we, just as a regular person, support a friend or a family member who's experiencing domestic or family violence?
So again, I just have to reiterate that if someone is in immediate danger, it is so important to contact 000.
Yes.
So domestic and family violence, it's so complicated. There isn't a one-size-fits-all approach. We think it's important to let us know about all domestic and family violence which is occurring, but sometimes people are a bit reluctant. Mm. So there are some great resources available from support services and online. I can only give general advice around listening to a person without judgment or blame, because the violence they are experiencing isn't their fault. The focus needs to be around the safety of the person and also the safety of any children in the relationship. I'd encourage the person to speak with a local domestic and family violence support service, and they can assist with safety planning, support, information, counselling or referrals to a better suited service.
Now, Keith, we're all pretty well aware that Rotary is having their Red Ride against domestic violence on the 16th of May. Is there anything else that the community could attend during this Domestic Violence Prevention Month?
Well, last night we actually had the Encircle special candlelight ceremony to remember those impacted by domestic and family violence at the Pine Rivers Community Centre.
Okay.
On Monday, the 11th of May, in collaboration with Mercy Community and Family Law Pathways Network, we're running the Moreton DFV Assemblage. So this is an annual event that's aimed at organisations and service providers who have involvement with domestic and family violence in our area. Mm-hmm. It's a chance for people in those positions to upskill and learn about other services in our area that might benefit their clients. Like you mentioned, the Red Ride on Saturday the 16th against domestic violence, it kicks off at the Caboolture Showgrounds. And Friday the 29th of May is the Moreton Bay Says No to Violence March at Redcliffe. So that one provides an opportunity to the community, organisations and businesses to show support to those experiencing violence and to lead an important conversation in the broader community. And it's really supporting that theme, Together Queenslanders Can Prevent Domestic and Family Violence.
Yes, and Keith, we need very much to do that and to get well and truly behind it. Like some of the other things that we took for granted years ago, now that's a big no-no. So let's hope domestic violence is going to be one of those. And Acting Sergeant Keith Morris, Coordinator of the Moreton District of Domestic and Family Violence and Vulnerable People's Unit. Keith, thank you for coming in and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
No problems at all. Thank you.